puzzles, books, games, DVDs, and CDs. It's from 9 until noon. And you do not need to donate items to take items at Happy Dancing Turtle in Pine River.
Just got a text from a staff person who will remain nameless, reminding us also what I said earlier, is that underneath this light snow are extremely slippery conditions. So be careful, because apparently this woman has taken a pretty rough fall as well.
Oh.
On the old rump. So be careful out there. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
You. when I'm all by myself. I wonder about it sometimes, why I just can't help myself. In your eyes, in your eyes, in your eyes.
Is Sade, of course, Smooth Operator here on KAXE. That wanted to play one for you as it is Helen Folusade Adu's birthday today, turning 67 years old. Of course, a full band is Sade, kind of a something that is not really that widely known, I would say, mainly because it uses her name, but always has been a band of people co-writing songs, all contributing with a very, very, very iconic lead singer. I saw that she used to perform that song solo. She was just starting to perform music, getting away from fashion, and her solo performances of Smooth Operator are what brought kind of record execs and different folks interested in getting her to record an album. And the rest is history. Before that, we had the James Hunter Six, new music from another British soul world singer, although they are much more less neo-soul, modern, and in a retro world. We heard Believe It When I See It, and they've got a new album called Off the Fence. Water Baby and Al Green kicking off our show today. Yes, that is also new Al Green. He's been sporadically popping out some interesting covers over the last couple of years. We had REM's Everybody Hurts. We had Lou Reed's Perfect Day. And now we have a cover of The Velvet Underground's I Found a Reason to kick off our show today from the soul legend Al Green. Kind of, you know, the wind is whistling outside. Actually got a little bit of snow last night, although it seemed like we weren't going to get much. And hopefully some of those tunes warming you up, blocking out the cold winter winds. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's Headwaters on KUXC. My name is Malachi Coons. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's your source for great music every weekday at 9 a.m. on People Powered Radio, KAXE. Coming up in about 15 minutes, our album of the week from Dry Cleaning. 9:45, A Slice of Green Cheese. Have the phones ready for your chance to win a coupon to an area business. And coming up at 10, it is Minnesota Mixtape, a deep dive into the Minnesota music scene, something we throw in on Headwaters on Fridays. You can catch it again tomorrow at 3 p.m. And we've got a variety of stuff on that show today coming up. You'll hear a new album from David Huckfelt. We receive support here at KAXE from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group the first Tuesday of each month for family and friends of persons with mental illnesses. Registration and more information at namigrandrapidsmn.org. And support comes from Clockout Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockobrewing.com. Right now, we're going to hear from the latest Coulter Wall album, and it's called Memories and Empties. We're actually going to hear a cover, and this is of an artist that, for a little while, I would say as I was really getting into music and getting into different varieties of music, I kind of thought I didn't like Ian Tyson. And I think it was that at the time, the way some of his era's country music was presented wasn't doing it for me back then. I've since come around to that. But this is sort of a case where I kept hearing people cover Ian Tyson songs, and that was what brought me back around to realize that I did, in fact, like Ian Tyson. Do you have any cases like that where you didn't know you liked someone and then you kept hearing people cover their songs and you thought, maybe I do? Here is Coulter Wall's version of Summer Wages on KAXE. and Headwaters.
Never hit 17 when you play against the dealer for you. Know that the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone when your friends are out to steal her. She'll be gambled and gone like summer wages. And we'll keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver. And the woman that I love, she's living there. And it's been 6 long months and more since I've seen her. She may be gambled and gone like summer way. My slippery city shoe, which I swore I would never do again. In the gray, fog-bound straits where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages.
I met a little
It's People Powered Radio, KAXE. Tuareg blues rock group Imarhan have a new album out as their fourth release, and that is something off of it called Tinnerath. The new album is Assam. Patty Griffin before that, covering a Springsteen tune from The River, Stolen Car, and Culture Wall starting off that set. Another cover for you. Had a few of them this morning. His version of Ian Tyson's Summer Wages from his latest album, Memories and Empties. Support for KEXE comes from the Mental Health Crisis Response Team of Itasca County. This crisis intervention service is a program of first call for help 211 and provides free crisis assessments, stabilization services, referrals, and resourcing to residents of any age who are in crisis. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by dialing 211. We will have our album of the week in just a moment. Reminder, we have our slice of green cheese coming up at 9:45. and Minnesota Mixtape after that at 10 o'clock. There is currently a winter weather advisory in northwest Minnesota until 6 o'clock this evening. Snow, widespread blowing snow as well. Winds gusting all the way up to 50 miles an hour. Includes Beltrami, Clearwater, and Hubbard counties. Slippery road conditions with reduced visibility expected. And currently no travel advisories on several northwestern Minnesota roads, including Highway 2 between Crookston and East Grand Forks. 511mn.org will have up-to-date information. Our forecast for the rest of the day is cloudy with patchy snow possible. Highs around 20, wind 10 to 30 miles an hour for kind of the rest of the northern Minnesota area. And again, towards the northwest, obviously, going all the way up towards 50. Tonight, lows negative 6 to 2 above around the region. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, partly sunny, highs in the low single digits. Maybe right around zero in some parts of our listening area, and evening lows, negative 7 to negative 11. Chilly weekend on the way. Sunday, snow possible before noon, about a half inch to 2 inches. Expected highs around 10 degrees. Currently, we have some light snow, very windy in Bemidji. It is 11 degrees there. It is all the way up around 27 in Aiken, so very much a mixed bag around the region. 23 in Brainerd, 19 here in Grand Rapids, 10 in Park Rapids. Cloudy skies across the region. And again, just seeing that light snow right now towards Bemidji. Our album of the week is Secret Love from Dry Cleaning, a British post-punk group who are releasing their third album. Seems like they've been around for a little while, actually, now. And this is their third release. They are led by vocalist Florence Shaw, and known for her very conversational, deadpan, spoken word delivery, kind of like she's reading from her diary or her stream of conscious inner monologue, I would say. But a super tight band, great rock and roll, very bass forward, always putting together great grooves for her to share her kind of meandering musings on life. Often life's a little bit more, what's the word? Yeah, just some of the worst parts of modern life. Let's go with that. This new album was produced by in-demand indie producer Kate LeBon, who is everywhere, and partly recorded at Wilco's The Loft studio in Chicago. We're going to hear a song about getting that money. Here is Cruise Ship Designer, Dry Cleaning. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234.
I'm a cruise ship designer. I'm striking while the iron is hot. I'm making the most of a bad situation. Cruises are big business. I don't personally like them, but I need to serve a useful purpose. I desire very much a place in society. So designing cruise ships is my pastime and my living and my challenge. Designing cruises is for me a privilege and a lesson. Need to do it all the time.
Need to do it all of the time.
Cruise ship designer. Striking while the iron is hot.
Striking while the iron is hot.
Making the most of a bad situation. It's for a powerful mind. And I design hotels that cause controversy, but I'm semi-anonymous. Climbing ladders, I'm not an ambitious man. I believe in design. While the iron is hot, making the most.
Striking while the iron is hot.
Of a bad situation, it's a powerful boat for a powerful mind.
Now.
from Boston, Massachusetts, but very, very firmly playing blues of Chicago. That is a group called GA20, an electric blues trio, just put out a new album, Orphans. They've had a change, a new singer in the group, and still mostly vocals on their albums, but a couple of songs that are just great instrumental blues rippers, like that one called Hold On, I'm Coming. And when this group arrived, it was kind of around. There was a lot of thoughts of that GA20 was like a Georgia 20 election thing. And right away, they were quick to say that it is named after a Gibson amplifier that was only made in the 50s, which was very important to the Chicago blues sound. And the band, very much lovers of the Gibson amplifier from the 50s, that type of sound. So that's what GA20 comes from. We had Other Lives before that. Show Us Some Love. Never heard of this group before. Just put out Volume 5, and I really like it. It has a very kind of like orchestral, big sound, lots of sweeping arrangements, very kind of uplifting in the way the instrumentals are put together. Our album of the week before that, about cruise ship designers, we heard from Dry Cleaning. Text in 218-326-1234. Let us know what you think of that one. We had a couple of folks, and we actually heard from, right on that topic, we heard from John in Big Fork, who says, read the album of the week, Pure Escapism, a musical collage with killer bass lines, plus some whispered Brit pillow talk. I love it. Thanks for chiming in, John. We also heard from Vincent in Lafayette, hopefully I'm saying that right, probably not, earlier today, who said, fun fact, Sade wrote the song Smooth Operator about me. Respect. Respect. I love that. Okay, text in anytime, 218-326-1234. That's also the number you're going to use for our slice of green cheese here in just a moment or two. KBXC presents Skipalooza at Three Island Park in Bemidji, Saturday, January 24th from noon to 3. And not just skiing at Skipalooza. You can snowshoe, fat tire bike, play music, or just swap stories around the fire. Bring a snack to share. And obviously, cross-country skiing as well. Some other events that are going on. Headwaters Music and Arts in Bemidji has their monthly campfire jam tonight, 6 o'clock. Bring your guitar, ukulele, or banjo. All skill levels are welcome. There are extra ukuleles on hand if you'd like to try it. Charlie Wagner is playing tonight at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids at 7 o'clock. Find a interview and live session that Charlie did at KEXC.org. You can find it right on the front page. He talked about his story, about his album, a book he put out, played a couple live songs as well. Again, that's at KEXC.org. Chair has a free community meal this Sunday, January 18th, at their location on Chestnut Street in downtown Virginia from noon to 3. The event also offers food and clothing distribution to those in need. If you have items to donate, you may bring them to Chair at any time. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors: Singing Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. What U.S. island has the highest population? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question, again, is what island of the United States has the highest population, as in most total people residing on it? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. are still looking for a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Folks, we are moving it to a text-in answer. What is the most populated island in the U.S.? The first person to text it in to 218-326-1234 will be our winner. The island with the most people living on it in the United States. You can hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner. You can hold your text as well. Thanks for playing. It is the latest from Bywater Call. They've got a new single out called Only and another album due out later this year. The Olympians, before that, we heard Strawberry Kiwi, that Daptone group. Back again after about 10 years off. They'll have another album out as well, coming sometime in late winter, spring of 2026. We did have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. It's chaos there, but we got it taken care of. Congratulations to Michael and Karen. That's just what I'm seeing in here. One person got the answer, north of Nashwalk. And they correctly answered Long Island. Wanted to know what the most populated island in the United States was. Had lots of people were on track. Everyone knew mostly that it was a New York City thing, but people were bouncing around the different islands over there. And all three of those islands are in the top five, I learned today, which I thought was pretty surprising. So congratulations to them. Thanks for playing, everybody. Listen every weekday around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. And be sure to tune in tomorrow night for regular green cheese trivia from 7 to 9. Your hosts coming up this weekend are Justin Jacobson and Eric Hansen. You're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up in just a moment, Minnesota Mixtape. We've got the World Cafe at 11. Brandon Chase hosting On the River today at 1. And Deborah Ann, your host tonight from 7 to 10. Have a good day.